Well, it's a big day. We've been talking about it for a number of months now, but today is crucial for you. If you haven't bought a ticket yet in the Kosciuszko, you have to do it by a set time tonight. That is midnight. And Peter Volantis, the CEO of Racing New South Wales, is on the line. Morning to you, Pete.
Good morning, Andrew.
This is an exciting day because it's the closure for the opportunity for people. We need to get them out there today, don't we? And if they've been hearing us talking about it and haven't done it, it's their last day.
Absolutely. And look, the probability with this sweepstake ticket is much better than any other thing of lotto, or you know, you've got a much better chance of winning than any other form of lottery. So if you haven't got your ticket, you should be in it. And look, it's been exceptionally successful. Everyone's engaged in it. They've embraced the new concept. It's never been done before. It's not quite got to where we hoped it would sell the tickets, but it's certainly been extremely successful.
I think the fascination for me was the other week when I was travelling around the state, Pete, and people were saying, what about this Kosciuszko? I've got me tickets. What do you think? So it has sort of gone to the people right around the state.
Look, I think the exposure of it has been enormous, and people in the racing industry certainly are aware and have got engaged in it. There's a lot of syndicates in pubs and clubs that have all put their money buying bulk tickets. So, look, I think it's a good start, and we'll certainly be doing the concept again next year because, as I said, it's been extremely successful. Once people see how it all works, I think that they'll be more at ease next year, and I think we'll sell a lot more tickets next time.
Peter, can you outline, and TK asked me this earlier on air, but for those that are going out and buying tickets today at the last chance through the tab, and I'll go through many of those in a moment, but is it a case of simply buying the ticket? You don't have to register. Can you outline how all that plays out?
Look, it's similar to the lottery. You don't have to register, but if you lose your ticket, well, then if your number gets drawn, well, you haven't got the ticket. So to safeguard yourself, you can register. So if you lose the ticket, you've registered the number, etc., so we know who you are. But there is no need to register if you don't wish to register. It's just a safety procedure for them if they lose their ticket. The ones that bet through the TAB accounts, well, naturally we know what their names, etc., are, so there's no need to register the tickets. It's only a safeguard if you want to take up that opportunity.
Understand. All right, so you can go to your TAB app, you can go to your TAB website, you can drop into a TAB. There are so many avenues, Pete, that people need to go in today and play a part of the role. Now, they do it by midnight. Can you take us through tomorrow? What happens tomorrow, Pete?
At 4 o'clock, there will be a draw. It'll be done here at Racing New South Wales. We will tape it and televise it after the draw. We need to be a little bit careful because we don't want to give anyone an inside opportunity to go and do deals with the owners of horses. Everyone's got to be on a level playing field. So we're just going through the logistics at the moment to ensure that integrity is implemented. So at 4 o'clock, we will randomly draw the 12 numbers first for the slot owners. And of course, there's the world's biggest Calcutta. So another 12 names will be drawn for their Calcutta. There'll be a special lunch being held of business leaders at Randwick on the 12th, Friday the 12th of October, where there will be a Calcutta auction. And those Calcutta tickets will be worth a lot of money once they've been drawn. So look, it's a very exciting time. It certainly created a new sense of excitement, not only for country racing, but also for people that have bought tickets. I've never seen anything like it. And, it was, as I said earlier, it's a unique concept. It's never been done before, but it really does get everyone involved because you're in it. You've got a chance. You can become, you know, at least a 50% slot owner, or horse owner for the day in Sydney's biggest day on Everest, or Everest Day. So it's a great opportunity if you get drawn.
Peter, have you loved the way many parties have been out there promoting their horses?
I love it. Yeah, I think that's been fantastic. And look, there's no bigger personality in racing than Brett Kavanagh, and he's done a fantastic job in promoting it. But, you know, Terry Evans has been promoting his, and that's the beauty of it. You know, it's something new, and everyone's embraced it. And, you know, this has taken it to another level by them promoting their horses. And, you know, it'll just get bigger and more exciting in years to come.
Yeah, let's hope so, for sure. And many trainers, I know Jenny Graham's trialling a couple of hers at Taree on Sunday, and we're going to talk to Matt Dunn in a moment, and Cameron Crockett. There's just so many trainers that want to get in there. Joe Cleary's been out and about with Cool Ring. Pete, How big is this Everest Day going to be, given the unbelievable promotion that the Everest has got now to have this race on this day?
Look, I think one of the real benefits of this Kosciuszko, it's really lifted the profile of country racing in New South Wales. It's lifted the trainers' names and in country racing in New South Wales. And they'll pick up a lot of new horses and a lot of new owners and clients. So that's a major benefit of the promotion. But look, Everest is a juggernaut. I've never seen anything like it in my career. It's captured everyone's imagination. But as I've said all along, the ones that it's captured is the next generation. It's the under-35s. Racing in order to survive the next 20 years needs to have the next generation participate in our sport, see how vibrant and exciting it is. And the Everest has been that vehicle. Any young person you speak to about racing, the first thing they say is the Everest. Because the kids these days don't want to do what their parents do. So it's fine to have these traditional races, but they won't embrace the traditional races. They want a race of their own. And the Everest and the Kosciuszko is the new generation of races for the under 35. So they can engage in something that's theirs and not their parents.
Yeah, no, fully understand. And the way it worked last year, going into a second year, we simply can't wait for October 13. Pete, all right, so tickets have to be bought by basically midnight tonight.
Midnight tonight, that's the last chance. And then we will be putting everything together to do the draw at 4 o'clock tomorrow. And as I said, it's very, very exciting, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to be tuned into Sky Channel when we will replay it to see if their name's been drawn.
I might even, am I allowed in there at Druitt
Absolutely.
Street tomorrow? I
Absolutely.
Might.
As long as you don't touch anything, you're allowed in there. No problem.
No. I might come in and we can pass on to our listeners when everything's official. We can read the names out on Sky Sports Radio as well. Thanks very much, Pete. It's been unbelievable. We urge people to get out to Randwick and watch Winx on Saturday. The way Chris is speaking, this is her last run in Sydney, this preparation before she goes to Melbourne. So get out there and enjoy her.
I wouldn't put the stop presses that it's her last race in Sydney. There's still the Craven Plate on Everest Day.
Knowing
how parochial Chris Waller is to New South Wales, I'm sure it's on his. He's been consider running Winx on Everest Day. It is Sydney's biggest day now. In one day it'll be Australia's biggest day of racing. So Chris realises that his investments in New South Wales and Winx, like it or not, Victoria, it's a New South Wales horse.
Good on you, Pete. Bang, see bang, you. Bang. Thanks, mate.
See you, mate.
Peter Vallandi. See you. Peter Vallandi is the CEO of Racing New South Wales. So not giving up on the Craven Plate is Pete. The sell there from Racing New South Wales CEO. We'll wait and see what unfolds.